Art is too important not to share. Welcome to the Allie and Callie Artcast.
Hi, I'm Allie.
And I'm Callie. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Allie and Callie Artcast.
Yay! We're back! It's April!
It is.
Someday in April.
It's this really, you know, Idaho just has... Every year, a weird spring.
Yeah, but it could be worse.
It could be worse,
yeah.
Yes.
Apparently, there's been, today, there was an earthquake in the eastern coast.
In Philadelphia.
And New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're lucky.
I know.
No earthquakes.
Well, let's knock on wood because
I know
earthquakes have happened here.
I know. I think I felt tremors here. When I lived in Seattle, I experienced a couple of earthquakes where I was like, oh, I grew up in Colorado and in Wyoming, and I was like, what's this?
Yeah.
Never seen this
back
before.
Back in my hippie days when I lived off the land in Priest River, and there was an earthquake, and the earthquake epicenter was in Chehalis, where two kids were killed, actually, which was really sad.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that at the time. I'm living in this little cabin, no electricity, no water. We had an outhouse.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, the cabin starts shaking, and I get up and I look out the window, which is absolutely the thing you're not supposed to do during an earthquake.
Yeah, let's get up and see what's going on.
And I watched the hills roll.
Isn't it something?
It was the weirdest thing. That's my only experience that I can remember.
I've been in a couple. And when I lived in Seattle, there was a... No, not Seattle. I was traveling with On Stage Alaska, doing Holland American tours, whatever. And... we would go from hotel to hotel and do these travel trade shows. Mm-hmm. And one night we were in Costa Mesa, California. I'll never forget it. And it sounded like a semi-truck hit the building. And I jumped out of bed, like you're not supposed to do.
Like, right?
And we were close to the epicenter, and I think it was like a 5-point-something-something.
Yeah.
But we were like, I don't know, 15 miles away. Nothing happened. No big, you know, it wasn't a horrible one, but that one scared me, made me hop out of bed. And I was like, what just happened?
Right.
So we're lucky to live here in Idaho where we don't have big ones.
Right. We just have fires.
Fires. But no, it's going to be rainy and it's going to be.
It is. And snow. A little snow today.
Which is probably going to be good for us for the summer. So we're hopeful.
I got one more funny little story.
Okay.
So I'm on my way driving here. And I was putting on my cruise control so that I wouldn't speed. And
wow.
Well, you know, they're doing all that construction on Highway 90, and I do not want to get the extra ticket for that.
No.
So I've been trying to be really good. It's really hard for me, which is why that cruise control is so valuable. Anyway, so I'm in the fast lane, and I'm passing cars that are going even slower than me, and this little blue car comes right up behind me. And I thought, well, you're just going to have to wait because I'm on cruise control and I'm going to wait till I pass these cars and let you go by.
Yeah.
So I move over and this little blue car goes past me and it's called Rush Delivery. And I couldn't help but laugh.
You're like stopping their Rush Delivery. Not so fast delivery.
Yeah, whoops, sorry about that, buddy.
Sorry to block your travels. Okay. Oh, well.
Anyway.
Well, that's funny.
I thought that was pretty
cute. That is pretty funny.
Well, I'm really excited to be here with Allie Koski.
Hi, Allie.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm really great. It is snowy and a little rainy today, but I'm happy about it.
Yeah.
I love the variety of the seasons. So.
It is. That's why we moved here. Because there's four seasons.
I know. We
seasons.
Always say that's why we moved here. And then we complain about it anyway.
Yeah.
So let's embrace it.
Doesn't matter where you live. You're going to complain about something.
Yeah.
It's too hot. It's too cold. It's too wet.
So in the scheme of things to complain about, this isn't so bad.
It's not so bad. We're pretty lucky.
Yep.
So tell us all about yourself, Allie.
Yes.
You have 45 minutes. Go.
I have 45 minutes. Where to begin? So I have lived in Coeur d'Alene for about 20 years. I moved out here right after high school from Wenatchee, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So I was working with a company there. They opened a branch in Coeur d'Alene. They said, hey, do you want to move? And I said, take me anywhere but Wenatchee. Which now as an adult, I love going to Wenatchee. But
I think it's really funny.
Yeah, I think you inherently hate where you grow up. And then you go back as an adult and you're like, oh, that's why my parents put me here. Okay,
yeah, this isn't bad.
What yeah, and they have thinking? A huge arts community out there too. Mm-hmm. So it's really fun to go back there and visit. But 20 years ago, moved to Coeur d'Alene, worked in the Silver Lake Mall when it was still, you know, a booming mall. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you remember stores like Red Oak and just these random little Coeur d'Alene little Easter eggs that you can look back on. So, and then I bought some printing equipment from my mom. She moved to Florida. And like the true entrepreneur she is, made me pay for it. So I bought like $3,000 worth of printing equipment and was doing it out of my dining room while I was going to school for other careers. I went to North Idaho College for child development, for business administration. I did sign language. I was like, no way am I following my mom's footsteps. I will carve my own path.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then I bought all of her stuff and started doing it in my dining room. So that lasted until, you know, about 2009. And then I got my first actual office space on Sherman Avenue underground. So we had like 4,000 square feet underground, basement, no windows, but the right price.
Yeah.
So I operated there until 2014, 15, and then got my office up on Coeur d'Alene Avenue. So just two blocks north. Mm-hmm. And I've been there ever since. And I'm so lucky to have been in business this long. So that's the professional side. Personally, I have three sons. So they are 17, 11, and 6, and they're all boys, and they're all very different, and they are all little walking mirrors of myself that I get to see all the time and realize, oh, you got that for me. We're going to have to work through that together. And I have a wonderful partner. She works here in Coeur d'Alene as well. Mm-hmm. Been together for several years, and we have a pit bull named Susan, who's just the dog who turned me into a dog mom. I never was really, you know, I've had dogs as pets, but I never bonded with an animal quite like Susan. So she's just a little extension of my heart. So she, if you ever come to the office, she's usually there.
Cool. Yeah. Susan. That's a cute name.
Yay. So tell us a little bit about your business. What is your business?
Yep. So what's it called?
It's called Aha Creative. Mm-hmm. And we do graphic design and printing. So because we don't really mass advertise, it's mostly word of mouth, and so we get clients who tell their friends who tell their friends, and so we get a really, really high caliber
best
customer
way
base.
To get it out there.
It's wonderful. I mean, this to be pre-vetted, I suppose, before someone comes.
Yeah.
And then when they're there, they're ready to do business, you know, they're ready to get things done.
Right.
So we take clients in, and we can either build their logo for them if they don't have one, or if they have one, we bring it in, we clean it up, we make sure that it's going to work on all the different platforms, and then we put it on whatever they need. That could be business cards, pens, hats, shirts, those types of things. But I think the difference is that you could go online and buy all of those things as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You could go to 20 other companies in Coeur d'Alene and do that as well. Our business is different because if those products don't turn around and make you more money, then you're not going to have any more to come back and spend with me, right? So I don't want to sell you garbage that people are going to throw away.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we sell the ad specialties and the promo items, but we don't sell the trick-or-treat items. We don't want to give you 5,000 chip clips that people are going to throw away and never look at. So we take the time to sit with people. We do design on demand. So you come in, you're served a beverage, you get your own computer screen to look at, and in 1 hour, we can design your shirts, your cups, your pens, your business cards. And so for busy business owners, that's really valuable for them because they get it all done in one meeting. And then I become their like phone a friend. So, Ali, I sponsored a softball team and they need a one color vector logo. And I don't even know if that's the right word. Am I even saying the right word? No, absolutely.
What's vector?
The right nerd. You go back to doing what you're really good at. This is what I'm really good at. I've got you covered. So I think that's how we've been able to continue doing it for 13 years. And I'm just so grateful to have amazing clients to work with.
That's so cool. Who are some of your clients?
Around town, we work with North Idaho College, University of Idaho. We work with smaller franchise companies within Coeur d'Alene, like Milk and Honey Coffee Stand, Chomper Cafe, and Bell's Brunch House combined, Crown and Thistle. Love working with them. A lot of downtown businesses. We just did a new brand for some of the offshoots of the Art Spirit. That was a wonderful project to work on. So it's one of those things where I tell people, once you realize who we work with, it's like little pop-ups all over town. We did. And it's really fun because my sons will notice that. They'll be like, Mom, you made that sign.
Right.
You printed that t-shirt. The other business that I have that's probably my most fun is the traveling tea. The traveling tea is a traveling, it's so much fun. It started in 2014. I my mom was a screen printer. So I grew up watching my mom print 5,000 t-shirts for the Tulip Festival in Mount Vernon. Mm-hmm. And then we were left with 1,200 t-shirts that didn't sell because they were the wrong size, the wrong color. People didn't like the fabric,
right,
whatever it was. So then she would say, okay, Allie, go sell all of last year's shirts and don't come back till your little red wagon is empty. So I would just try to find all these ways to peddle these shirts that nobody wanted. So I'd be like, this is a vintage. Did you miss out on the opportunity? And were any of your loved ones sad that they couldn't get? I mean, I was like eight trying to sling these shirts that nobody wanted. So I just filed that away. Then when I was a senior in high school, all my friends wanted t-shirts for like basketball games and stuff. So I was like, okay, I'll make these shirts. But then I would bring them and my dirtbag high school friends never wanted to pay for them.
Yeah, like,
so again, I'm left with a handful of shirts. So this became this embedded problem. And then we got the opportunity to do our first pop-up, which was the Midtown Midtown party that Capone's had in the parking lot right across in 2014. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we were like, we're not going to pre-print shirts for this. Let's see what happens if we pop up and we do it. It poured. We were under a tent, but we crushed it. And people were so excited because mm-hmm. they got to have variety. So now we do.
They got exactly what they wanted.
We're doing it right there. And we're doing then authentic screen printing. I think the difference is you see a lot of companies that are doing heat transfers.
Right.
So, and that's fine. There's a place for that.
Sure.
That's where you see a lot of sporting events. And
yeah.
But I'm really passionate about screen printing. And I think it's really fun when a seven-year-old can come in and their eyes are just like Christmas morning, and I can go, well, come here, I have a milk crate, stand here, you can print your own shirt. Oh no, I couldn't do that. Oh yeah, you can, I promise.
Like, yeah,
I will walk you through it.
Yeah.
And then they do it, and as soon as you lift that screen up and that child sees a shirt that they made, mm-hmm. it's just like they're not going to forget that. That's like a core memory. And on the flip side, you'll get a 75-year-old person that's scoping out the booth. You know, I can always tell. He's scoping out the booth, and I go, have you seen this before? Yeah, I did this in high school, or I used to do this for bands, or I, you know, did this before I went to Woodstock, whatever the story is. Mm-hmm. The technology hasn't changed.
Right.
Screen printing has always been screen printing, and I love it because it's this bootleg way that you can always make money if you need it. So mm-hmm. guys will, you know, people will just pop up and do it in their garage for a while, or a company doesn't want to do their apparel anymore, so they can buy the equipment. It's so accessible. Mm-hmm. And I just love that I've been doing it long enough that it's not really, really difficult to troubleshoot all the time, because learning how to do it is a nightmare.
Yeah.
But it's timeless and it's authentic. And the booth has gender inclusive sizes mm-hmm. and colors. Mm-hmm. We go from extra small to 6XL. Mm-hmm. There really is something for everybody. And there's 15 to 30 colors available. So mm-hmm. you pick a shirt, pick a print, pay the lady. And we have a girl wearing a shirt that says the lady. It's very easy.
Oh my God.
So you pick out the shirt you want. We have four designs to choose from, and those four designs are designed only for that event. And then they're never available again.
Love it.
So you have exclusivity. You have limited time.
It's perfect.
You have total. And so for whoever's hosting us, it's wonderful for them because it's interactive and it keeps people hanging around. And then they wear their favorite shirt all year round advertising for that event.
Yeah.
So it's like a win-win for everybody. And it just is exciting for me because I love that interactive, performative aspect.
Mm-hmm. So that's the traveling tea.
That's the traveling tea.
So
yeah. Our first event is in 2 weeks.
Wow. Where's it at? Can we go?
If you really love marathons, yes. Callie, are you a biker, skier, runner?
I have watched the Ironman so many times.
That is the capacity that I participate in as well. So this is not Ironman. This is Leadman, because it's in Silver Valley.
It's
called Leadman. It's an event that generates money every year and gives it back to scholarships for the Silver Valley kids.
Nice.
It's organized by Dave Smith, the Rotary, Silver Mountain.
Awesome.
And they come together every year and they do this event called Leadman. So people go up and they're clean. And then they ski, and then they bike in the mud, and then they run, and they come down looking like swamp monsters. So they're all very, very happy to get a brand new t-shirt to put on.
I love it.
Yeah, and that event, we never know. It could be snowing, it could be raining, so we could get sunburns.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
God. But it's a really fun event to kick off the season.
Greetings, listeners of the Allie and Callie Artcast podcast. This is Jason from Tubbs Coffee Roasters. Keeping art alive and culture relevant is the heart and soul of our community of creatives. And as a local coffee roaster who loves a good origin story of a painter or a farmer or a musician, We proudly support the Allie and Callie's ArtCast podcast's expansion and exploration through positive conversation. So grab a cup of coffee, preferably one from Tubbs Coffee Roasters, and tune in, humans. Your ears will thank you.
For all your screen printing needs, trust the local you can count on. Pyramid Printing has been a Coeur d'Alene favorite for over 2 decades.
Specializing in screen printing, embroidery, signs, banners, and stickers. For all jobs, big and small, just give Eric a call.
Email us at info@pyramidprintingcda.com or give us a call at 208-664-0254.
Pyramidprintingcda.com. I think you guys, I think it was before you and Lee J split that you did the CDA 2030 at one of our concerts, right?
Yep. Yeah, we went out to that one, and then we did the East Sherman event
and the East Sherman
CDA 2030. Yeah. Lee J was a big part of starting Traveling Tea, so I always like to give credit back where credit's due. He brought a lot of creativity, a lot of passion, and then we just didn't work professionally as a team. So we both ended up continuing screen printing in our own capacities.
Right.
But that was a really amazing time. There was a lot of magic.
It was
years.
Really fun to have that at the concert because I submitted a few designs and it was all around good art won't match your sofa.
Yeah, I remember that.
I still have those t-shirts.
Yeah, I still have them too.
Oh, that's funny.
I've been saving, we print t-shirts for all the mannequins. And so because I'm a hoarder, obviously, to be artistic, you have to hoard something. So I have these t-shirts from 10 years of shows. We're at 10 years now. And I have t-shirts from that show. So someday I want to do like a block party for the Traveling Tea and bring back all these throwback t-shirts.
That's
and get
fun.
Everybody to wear their shirts.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I don't think I fit in mine.
I think you should still wear it and rock it.
Okay. Yeah, it might be like a tube top.
I know, I'm trying to, I've got this new mantra, embrace the belly.
Embrace the belly.
I'm 38 and I'm trying to do that mantra myself.
Yeah. Well, I will say my one t-shirt experience. There was a contest in fourth grade.
Oh.
I was living in Jackson Hole at the time. And I won the contest, and so there is a t-shirt made out of my design that I would love to have remade in big adult size.
Oh.
Do you still have the original?
I do.
Well, you know a nerd.
I know a nerd that can do it.
Would not be my first time.
I would love it.
I would love it. It would be fun.
It's Jackson Hole Elementary, and I named my son Jackson after Jackson Hole, not Jackson... a president, you know, I was like, it's because I love Jackson Hole. Mm-hmm. And so, anyway.
I didn't name him Hole.
That was his middle name.
There were two choices.
We thought about it. Yeah. Sometimes he can be in Hole. Yeah. We don't. I'm just kidding, Jackson. He never listens, so it's okay. But anyway, and it was just, again, that's kind of, reminds me of when you said the kid comes up and actually sees it printed. I mean, that was a big deal to see it printed and going, I made that.
Yeah.
That was one of my
and we've done that with several elementary schools. I'm
so
actually
fun.
Taking all of our screen printing equipment. We're taking the Traveling Tea to the STEM night at Fernand Elementary because
we're
doing a career focus. So what we're doing is I want to provide, Fernand doesn't it has a very wide demographic of kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so they sell spirit wear, but not every kid can afford spirit wear.
Right.
So what we're doing is we're saying every kid can bring a shirt from home. And
great.
We'll print on it for free. So we're going to donate the time and the ink.
Perfect.
And they just bring a shirt from Goodwill, from Walmart, from their like whatever it is.
I love that.
Bring a shirt and now everybody gets to be proud to be a Falcon.
That's
so I'm
nice.
Hoping to maybe do that at some other school. We've done it at Ramsey too. I did a program with one of the elementary classes there where we talked about logo branding and we said, you know, here's all the secret messages and brands that you don't really pay attention to, like FedEx has the arrow and Under Armour is the U and the A, and so getting them to realize that, and then when you're paying a lot of money to wear those brands on your shirts, you're just advertising for them.
Right.
So you don't have to be cool and wear these logos because really you're you're just paying them to advertise. So why don't you design your own stuff? And then that led into designing a class logo, which we turned into t-shirts, and that was awesome.
That's so cool.
That's great. I love it. That. Bringing back to the elementary school or just any school in general, just letting them know that look what you can create.
Yeah. I mean, we had the North Idaho College Children's Center come in 2012, I think, because they had a basketball team and they called themselves the Fire Huggers.
Oh.
So we brought them all in. They got to pick whatever number they wanted on the back. They got to print their own shirt. And so I still have those pictures of the Fire Huggers.
Fire Huggers.
Really cool.
Yeah, I love it. I really love. I think that's why I was drawn to education for my career, is I love working with kids. So that is a fun way to get to combine those.
Yeah. Wow, that's fun.
Yeah.
Cool. Exciting. Mm-hmm. So I met you just recently. You were cast in the Vagina Monologues with me, and I got to work with you for just a little teeny weeny bit because I got sick. But I wanted to ask you, how was your experience? Because I thought you were fabulous in rehearsals. Like, you're a natural actress, I think. You don't even know it, but you are. And what was your experience like? How did it turn out for you?
It was wild. It really was. I think because I have not been on stage in that capacity, to rewind, I always wanted to be in drama.
Mm-hmm.
I was in drama club my whole middle school year, but I was always handed the headset and the clipboard.
Oh.
Like, I would audition and they would say, yeah, we really think stage director is the best for you, or stage manager is the best for you. And looking back, I can't tell if it was because I had poor acting skills or very strong management organizational.
Like, I think it's the that
very strong.
Second.
So being a middle school teacher and you have this kid that's like eager beaver to wear a headset and a clipboard hasn't changed.
Yeah, right? I'm like, I'll do that.
Of course they put me in those roles. So it was exciting to be asked to do that, you know, not having to audition, but then going through, you know, the negative self-talk of what am I doing? Am I imposter syndrome? Am I a phony? Am I built for this? Am I typecat? Like, you know, over and over and over again. And so I would sit with my partner at night, you know, and say like, I don't know what I have to bring to this. And I don't know why she picked me. And she's like, just put one foot in front of the other and just keep doing it and just keep doing it. One foot in front of the other. And so I think the actual productions were magic.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember them in entirety. Like, I remember the feeling of being on stage and all that. But I think as soon as I snapped into, oh gosh, that person's done, which means I'm up next and she's going to introduce me. And then I have to, and then all of a sudden I'm just, I love women and
it
just goes. And then I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm done.
I did it.
And then the next day I'm like, I have to do it again. And so I'd go through the same, like, my stomach's a mess and I'm sweaty all day. And you go to do it. And so, and I'm so proud that I did it. And I'm so glad that I did it and how I did it. I think I'm just going to use that as a tool for the next thing that makes me feel like a big phony or like I'm not prepared and remember.
Sometimes it's good to do things that make you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then you realize I just did that.
Yeah.
And I was pretty good.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I can do other things that might make me uncomfortable.
Yeah,
so step outside of the box a little bit, you know, and maybe not so far out of your box.
And I think it wasn't as far out of my box as I thought it was. But a side story, I met Debbie in that experience, and Debbie is what I have named my brain. So I have my gut that's usually pretty right. My gut's usually right. Stranger danger, vibes, bad vibes, my gut's usually right. Debbie is the one that says, you don't know how to act. You don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to wear? You're going to be on stage. Everybody's going to look at you. So this negative self-talk chatter.
Debbie Downer.
Now I've just called her Debbie and I'll be like, that's Debbie talking.
Yeah.
That's not real. That's not reality.
Yeah.
So it's really helped me kind of separate what is true and what is confident. What I know. What I know is I'm confident talking in front of people. I love working with Emerge. I love the story that we're telling. I'm surrounded by confident women.
Right.
Then Debbie's like, but you're not as confident as those women. Stop it, Debbie. It is not your turn. You go sit down.
I need to give my brain a
game. It's a really cool tool.
That's great.
Has helped. So I got to meet Debbie, and now Debbie and I have a working relationship.
That's good.
Oh, that's good.
I think it's good to have those conversations. Definitely.
I think especially in the art community, because it's so easy for us to talk ourselves out of
what we love, and
it holds us back.
A lot of self-doubt, and there's a lot of, like, I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
And then there is that... there's a, I mean, for me, there's a lot of expectation because I've been doing it so long. Mm-hmm. So people are like, oh my God, you're working with Callie. I mean, I literally get that. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, yeah. And then I'm like, well, I've been sick for 3 weeks, you know, and so I'm like, well, I hope I live up to your expectation. Right. I'm trying, you know, mm-hmm. And there's just a weird, like, then my Debbie mm-hmm. says, are you that good? Mm-hmm. Or have you just, or just, you know, maybe there's not enough strong people around you or what? I don't know. I just, there, you can't, it doesn't matter how old you are. It's still there or how long you've been doing it. Little Debbie gets in, mine's a little Debbie.
Yeah, mine's a big Debbie.
Mine's just little.
Someday she'll be littler because yeah, I'm counseling.
Yeah, just let, the, let your little Debbie, let your Debbie become little Debbie yep. and just like, don't let her get in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I remember even when I met you and Brooke was so reassuring because Brooke does all the productions and mm-hmm. she's like, don't worry, Allie, you're surrounded by wonderful actresses. I'm like, that is not helpful.
Yeah, okay? you're like putting
not
me in the
Not only am
wolves.
I the new girl, but yeah. now I'm the novice and everybody knows it. So.
Well, you weren't the only new girl.
That's true. Yeah. Krista
French. Mm-hmm.
And she also did a fabulous job.
Fantastic. And I like cried.
There was something about what I enjoyed about you, both you and Krista and Carrie, you know, I hadn't mm-hmm. seen Carrie perform, that it was so natural. It's almost like I preferred the non-actors mm-hmm. because they weren't performing. It just came
they
from...
They were just being real.
They were being real. And yeah. I said, there's something about that, especially with the material with the vagina monologues, that mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be performed or overperformed. You feel it.
Yeah.
You read what's on the page and you go, wow, it's hard not to feel that.
Right.
And you can make it funny and there's a lot of funny scenes too, so it's not all mm-hmm. drama, but there's moments where that's what I could appreciate. I love the novices because I actually enjoyed that more. For me, mm-hmm. I loved watching that and also the growth because I mean, we only had a couple rehearsals.
Yeah, yeah, it was a shotgun.
And it was just like, wow, you know.
I know, and I'm like, is this normal? Do we really only have a few? But what it did was it brought this authenticity to it.
Exactly.
And Chris and I spent, you know, a lot of time meeting up at Stylus and kind of having that camaraderie of, mm-hmm. we don't know what we're doing. And then our Debbies would talk to each other's Debbies. And then, so we just continued. And because she's married to a wonderful actor
yep,
as well.
Right.
So,
exactly.
You know, she had a lot of that pressure too, but she crushed it. I mean, everybody, yeah. I was so moved.
Yeah.
I was so moved through the journey. I mean, we even had one actor that we didn't even have a single rehearsal with, and she just went on a stage and
yeah.
crushed it.
Yeah.
So wow. It was wonderful. I'm so grateful to have
yeah,
been
and
that.
So who else was in the show besides you and Krista and Brooke?
So we had myself, Carrie
McGrath.
Okay. She's an educator.
And Tori Rhodes, I don't know how to say her last name.
Yep.
Tori's an actress in town. Mm-hmm. You also had
Shannon Irwin
and
Amber. Who's Brooke's daughter, Amber Fields.
Amber oh, okay. Fields, yep.
And we had,
is that it?
Nope, we had, she did the dance, she's, Jazzy.
Jasmine Inman. Yep. She's a dancer, actress. Yes, beautiful.
Yep. And
beautiful
Brooke girl. Did a few monologues herself.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So she definitely held up the stage.
Yeah, she did.
I'm so sorry I missed it.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. Yeah. It was really, it was fun because Emerge is such an interesting venue because of all the windows.
Yeah.
You have people walking by all the time, which kind of has this, breaks the fourth wall because you're trying to stay in character and engaged and projecting out this way, and then you have people just standing right. watching you.
Yeah.
You're like, well, go ahead and watch, but it's more fun
weird.
If you come inside.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
It's like a fishbowl.
Yeah.
But what was great is it raised money for Safe Passage.
Yep.
Yes. And I'm not even sure if anything went to Lake City Playhouse, but it was co-organized with Lake City Playhouse.
Yeah, I think she just covered the cost of buying the production and then
right.
gave everything else back.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah.
So
yes, it is.
It was a great project. So, yeah, maybe we'll do it again sometime.
I would love to.
Yeah.
Just, you know, maybe a different monologue. That one was a
yeah.
That one was a handful.
I
the
know.
Subject matter was a handful. But we got
was.
Through it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, exactly. The last time I saw it, well, the only time I saw it was when Callie did the orgasm.
And that was mine.
That was yours.
That was
yeah.
mine. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
man.
Yep.
Now
and,
I'm really
my sister
sorry,
flew in
it.
From Hawaii. So if you've never orgasmed on stage yeah. in 8 different styles in front of your sibling,
yeah.
let me tell you what.
Well, at least it wasn't your mother or your dad.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Nope. No, thanks.
So, yeah. I but did. My dad did see the vagina monologues when I did it the first time mm-hmm. at CST or at NIC a million years ago. And all I had the cunt monologue, you know,
oh,
and where I was
right.
like, oh my God, I'm saying this in front of my dad, where I don't even swear in front of my dad, really, to this day. Mm-hmm. And so it was.
Yeah, and of all the words to say.
I know. I was just like,
yeah.
oh my God.
Swear words.
Oh my God. Oh my God. And I do remember saying on mic after I did it, I go, oh my God, I just said that in front of my dad. You know, I just like, just being like, ah, it's so not me.
Yeah.
I just don't use that word.
So woo! Then to snap out of it,
yeah.
you just go mingle and talk to people
yeah.
at intermission. I'm like, hi. I'm blushing. Are you blushing?
I know. How do you feel? Yeah. How's your vagina?
Yeah. 1 box of wine, please.
With a giant straw.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
But the Ovation Company, in partnership with the Chalkboard Agency, is committed to improving the climate and culture of our schools. The number one indicator for student success is connectedness, feeling like you are part of something. Nothing helps connect people like a good story. After all, isn't a podcast a way to share and collect stories? The Chalkboard Agency's mission is to connect the world of education through the stories that bond us all. To find out more, visit thechalkboardagency.com. And if you have a story to tell that you believe would help young people to be kinder to one another, reach out to the Chalkboard Agency and let us connect you to the world.
Add a little flair to your special events with Scraps Barbecue, a great catering choice for your next gathering. Specializing in golf tournaments, sporting events, weddings, and other family friend gatherings, their commercial kitchen can be on site, or you can choose to have a fully catered meal delivered right to you. Known for their authentic Santa Maria-style tri-tip and tequila lime fish tacos, they can customize the menu to meet your needs for groups of 20 to 2,500. Contact Kevin at kevin@scrapsbarbecue.com or check them out on Facebook.
Can we talk about things that you have planning in the future? Or?
Oh, sure, yeah. Okay. Definitely the traveling tea. You know, that mm-hmm. is... Right now, we're between 12 and 16 events so far.
Uh-huh.
So we're starting with Lead Man, then we're going up to Sandpoint for the iCarts anniversary party. So
oh,
we do
fun.
Marathons. We do beer festivals. Comic-Con is always such a blast.
I bet.
We're almost at 10 years with Comic-Con. Lilac City Comic-Con in Spokane.
Yeah.
And that's a 3-day event where it's just amazing people watching.
Yeah.
This is Disneyland for people that are passionate about cosplay.
Yeah.
They work on their costume, their cosplays all year.
Yep.
And you get to see this entire community come together and they just hang out for 3 days. And I'm so honored to be a part of it and get to watch it.
That's fun.
Good news is they're also collectors. So getting a shirt every year is important to them, which is great for me.
Yeah.
But it's ran by a wonderful team. So Comic-Con, Traveling Tea, Bruce Fest is fun. We take all of our equipment to the top of Silver Mountain print on the top of the mountain.
So mm-hmm. they're still doing that?
They are, yeah.
Oh,
they're still doing
fun.
Bruce Fest. We get to drive up now, which is nice, but we used to have to put everything in gondolas.
On the gondola, right.
Which is like, if you go to our website, you can watch this promo video of us setting up, and it's just us and mannequins hanging out and tables hanging out, and it's just this yard sale going up the mountain. But that's really fun. And then we're doing, we'll be at the Emerge Block Party.
Oh, good.
Awesome.
Yep. And then I have a few ideas that I'm meeting with Jenny about next week for a possible art show and mm-hmm. some of those things. We also participate really heavily with North Idaho Pride Alliance,
mm-hmm.
so we'll be helping with Pride in the Park.
Nice.
And then if Silver Valley continues to do their Pride, we'll facilitate and help mentor them since I've been producing that for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to have a year off from that. And then mm-hmm. if they organize it, I'm excited to continue doing that. And then having 3 kids, we've had to schedule our events for the summer a year in advance so that we lock it down. So we're renting an RV and taking them to Oregon, and that was on the calendar, and we have to do it, and we will not sway from it.
Good.
So, yeah. And we're talking with Missoula Pride to see if we can go over and do that event as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then some more school collaborations.
That's great.
So I just hired on some new people at my shop, so it's been really fun to train
people
on
screen printing.
Oh, I was
going to ask you, how many do you have on your staff?
Right now we have 2 pressmen, 1 graphic designer, and then my partner who does administration and kind of office management, myself. And then we work really, really closely with a illustrator. Her name's Ara Gotham.
Oh, yeah. We know Ara.
Yeah. Yeah. So Ara's fantastic. Ara's worked with me probably, I think, 9 or 10 years now. Mm-hmm. And so she does a lot of our illustration work. And so I consider her definitely part of the team.
She
and
was
Susan
our,
as well.
She was our number 2 podcast.
Oh,
she
wonderful.
Was.
She's
yeah.
fantastic.
She is.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's rare to meet people where you say, you know, you are authentically 100% exactly who you were supposed to be in this life. And it's not easy.
Right. Yeah.
And there's no box that you fit in.
Right.
But Ara is just meant to be sharing this craft with the world.
So right.
I love seeing what she does.
That's good. That's great.
Well, you mentioned your website. Why
yeah.
not? Let's put that out there.
Yeah. So travelingtea.com. And then on Facebook and Instagram. And then AHA Creative is ahacda.com.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, I started it, you know, forever ago when it was ahacreativeservices.com. That's a mouthful.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
And then it's also allthethingsdonebetter.com because that's kind of our hashtag.
I love
is all
that.
The things,
all
but
the
just
things
done better.
Done
we do them
better.
All.
Nice.
We just do them a little bit better. So
that's good. That's
yeah. So that's fun. And then my mom is still running a printing design shop in Florida. So
wow. I was going to ask you if
yeah,
she was
she's
still doing it.
She's still doing it. It's wild.
That's
I'm
great.
Like, Mom. Go work
relax.
At Joann Fabrics.
Right.
Stop it. Go.
Relax.
Like, she loves quilting and she loves all of that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's the same as I am. She just loves to be busy and
just keep right. doing
yeah.
it.
So
she's good at it.
Yep.
Yep.
I've had to become an avid jigsaw puzzler because my brain just doesn't stop. So I'm sure creative people can relate. You know, you go home and you're finally done with all your to-dos.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then your brain goes, okay, it's party
okay.
time.
Yeah.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, what's next?
So
what's next?
That's been a lot of fun to sit. And,
I've been exploring yeah. new ways of crocheting.
Yeah, I can't. I tried to crochet. I can't do it.
Well,
count
I was a knitter. I've always
oh,
done knitting.
Okay.
And crocheting was never really worked for me because mm-hmm. it's like always just, you end up with just one loop.
Yeah.
And now I have this long crochet hook and it's kind of a combination, a style that's mm-hmm. a combination between knitting and crocheting. I'm
yeah.
loving it.
Oh,
yeah.
There
my
you
roommate
go.
For a long time and our son's nanny is a crocheter and she crochets everything. I mean, she does crop tops and blankets and little basketballs for the kids and Mario figures and succulents and my brain doesn't
no.
see it that way.
Not, I can't.
Mine are really simple.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten
mine would
to
be
that.
All squares.
Yeah. Yeah.
Square,
I tried to do
squares.
My squares, even on quilting, I tried to do squares. I end up with trapezoids.
Yeah. That'd be fine
or
too.
Or like I tried to make a washcloth and it's basically like a Frisbee. It's like the thickest. It's a trivet basically.
Right.
Is what it should
hey.
Be. It's just a trivet. So
you can use it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've tried to dabble in so many actual crafts. What I really want to do is stained glass.
Ooh.
So I've taken a couple classes. My grandfather passed away and left me all of his equipment. And
oh,
I used
wow.
to go do it with him when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of my treat for cleaning my garage.
You get to do a little
cleaning my
of that.
Shop. If I get rid of all the clutter, then I finally get to set up a stained glass bench.
Nice.
That's what I need to do for Kevin. I need to get him a treat so he will clean the garage.
Yeah, you got to have a dopamine reward. Like, that's what I'm learning about my brain is
a
I
treat.
Have to have a dopamine reward.
Right.
Right.
And then I'm superwoman.
And then you
right.
can
if
do
I don't
anything.
Have a dangling carrot,
yeah.
that's a tomorrow problem.
Right.
I'm
okay.
not worried about
exactly.
it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
So you have done stained glass before.
Yeah, I did it a lot with my grandpa growing up. And then for my birthday last year, my partner booked us a one-on-one studio session
nice.
Up in Sandpoint with Skeleton Key Art Glass. And she's fantastic.
Fun.
Oh,
and
fun.
So we did a one-on-one workshop where we got to bring our own wine and listen to records and do, you know, we got to pick a pattern and she walked through it with us. And then
we should do that.
Oh,
I was just
going to
say,
it's not.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
I think it's fairly priced. She's so great to work with. It's just such a cool vibe. And her studio is on top of a wood carpenter studio, sort of. His name's James Cherry.
Oh,
and he's married
yeah.
to Megan Cherry, mm-hmm. who's part of the Moscow Arts Movement.
Right.
Okay.
And so he's a client of mine from forever ago. So he walks upstairs. I'm like, James, what are you doing? He's like, Allie, what are you doing? Okay, this is why I love having great relationships with clients. Right. So his studio is there too. So it's just like this fortress of creativity. Mm-hmm. So I love,
I love that.
Yeah, you should definitely check it out.
We should do that. That'd be fun.
Yeah, it would be fun.
We did some felting. Remember we did the felting?
Yeah.
We felted a scarf thing.
We did.
Have you ever done the loop, like the carpet?
I can't remember
what it's called. Hooking the carpets.
Oh, hooking.
I did that in elementary school.
We can't call it hooking. Yeah. We can call it something else.
Back at when I had to. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'm from Wallace. I lived in Wallace. I'm just kidding.
We're just kidding. No, I remember kits. Yeah. I remember getting a kit in like from Christmas and I hooked a rug.
Yeah, that was like my COVID thing we were going to do. We bought them at Michael's online, safe pickup. And I was like, well, if we're stuck in our house,
let's
hook some rugs. I don't know what else we're going to do. Everybody was sold out of puzzles because everybody blew up about
there
puzzles.
There was nothing left. Funny. I know.
Yeah, there was nothing left.
My husband and I tried to do a puzzle and we just said,
I don't have the patience for puzzles.
Yeah.
I have a lot of them too.
I think we picked a really hard one too.
Yeah. My family's full of love puzzles. My parents, my sisters, everybody, and I'm like, no.
See, and I just love my partner and my kids always crack up because I'll hyperfixate on this puzzle at night. I'll knock it out in like 3 days, and then as soon as the last piece goes in, I crumple it and put it away, and I'm done.
Yeah.
They're like, you don't even look at it. And I also have these weird rules where I can't look at the box while I'm doing it. That's cheating. Oh. So my grandpa was a puzzler too, and so he would do crossword puzzles, and he's like, you can't use a dictionary. That's cheating. You can't use spell check. That's cheating. So I think I just have these weird rules, right?
I agree with that.
Yeah. I do not.
I totally agree with that.
Learning.
No, yeah. I'm like, no.
So he was a puzzler too. So his role was, and after he passed away, I said, the one thing I want is the purple puzzle. He did a 36-inch round purple circle. All purple.
Oh my gosh.
That's it.
Wow.
So I have it, and you know, now I have a solid black puzzle that's like my Magnus Opum or whatever you call it. The granddaddy. Someday I'll get to that when I'm insane.
Oh my.
But I'll just tear the puzzle apart because I just need the process. Mm-hmm. I don't need the completed project. I just need something for my creative brain to just go, this is your job right now, do this. You don't need to do anything else.
So, right.
I don't know. I love it.
That's cool.
Then it gives me an excuse to thrift. And so now I have something I'm allowed to go thrift for that I can actually use.
For instance,
I come
home
and I'm like, I got a dining room chair, a sweater, some shoes for a lady that I met a few years ago. She might like them. You know, just whatever you
write.
So it's a puzzle. It's for my brain. Yeah, it's for Debbie to shut up.
That's what it is. It's the Shut Up Debbie project.
Shut up, Debbie.
Yeah, Debbie doesn't exist in puzzle world.
That's
unfortunately, nobody else does either. So my kids have to be like clapping like, hey, mom, hey. I'm like, oh, wait, yes. What? Oh, you need food. Yes, that's my job. I think everybody's got to find their thing that they do that isn't for anyone else. It's not to produce a product.
Yep.
It's just for pleasure.
Yes.
Yep.
I agree.
I found mine.
Well, this
COVID.
Has been a real treat.
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm so
nice.
Glad. I'm complimented that you asked, and it's great to be in both of your presence.
Absolutely. Well, it's fun to be with Allie and Allie.
Yeah.
Allie and Allie and Callie.
I know.
It's so fun.
I know. I'm trying to think of another Allie.
You just have to shorten the spelling of your name.
I know.
Because you got too many L's.
You know, I know. Yeah. In Greece, they spell it C-A-L-I. Because the short or the base for Calliope, which that's not my name.
Right.
It's just Callie.
Awesome,
but it would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
But it does mean beautiful voice.
Okay. My dad was a big Muhammad Ali fan. So that's how my name came to
be. Oh, really? I love that.
And then my mom was a big Whitney Houston fan. So the best part is it's Allie Whitney Kosky.
Oh.
So I'm like, wow, guys. Wow. Bangers. Really? Thank you.
Well, mine is short from Alexandra, and I grew up as Alex. And when I moved to Idaho, everybody started calling me Allie.
Yeah.
And it just stuck.
But my
family still calls me Alex.
Yeah. I've always been Callie. Callie, Michael. Michael is for Michelle Lee. My dad liked Michelle Lee, but my mom liked the name Michael. So it was spelled on my birth certificate, Michelle, but pronounced Michael.
Okay.
And so I said, You know, when I got married the first time, I said, I'm going to fix this. M-I-C-H-A-L-E, which is the way my mom wanted it spelled in the first place.
Right.
So I think they lost a bet or something. So basically, I am now Callie Michael with all the other names I've had.
Right.
You know, but.
Right.
But anyway.
But it's your name and you get to pick it, darn it.
It's my name. Yeah.
I believe in that.
I fixed it, but I should have made it C-A-L-I. I would have liked that. But it was too late. I'm so used to doing C-A. La, 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 la.
Yeah, you would have to retrain your...
My whole brain,
you'd have to change your Facebook.
Yes.
That's the thing, I know.
So much change. Yeah. Well, thanks so much,
Allie.
So that's, again, let's remember it's AHA Creative.
AHA Creative, which is ahacda.com or travelingtees.com.
Yep, so travelingtee.com.
There's lots of events coming up, so I bet you can just check them out.
And what was the other one, your tagline?
Oh, all the things done
all
better.
All the things done better. That's my favorite.
That's good.
And then Traveling Tee, pick a shirt, pick a print, pay the lady.
I love that. Yep.
Keep it simple.
And pay the lady.
Look for the lady with the t-shirt that
says
the lady.
Yeah. And it's been put on all genders. It's not a gender-specific title. It's really just a job description.
Just find the lady.
That's so cute.
Yeah. That's great.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you.
And I'm Allie.
And I'm Callie. And whatever you do, make sure it's creative and stop listening to Debbie.
Yeah.
The Allie and Callie ArtCast is sponsored in part by Tubbs Coffee Roasters, globally sourced, locally roasted coffee. Scraps Barbecue, a locally owned catering company. The Ovation Company, standing for what is right and good. And Pyramid Printing, a Coeur d'Alene favorite for over two decades.